I'm more than happy to share one of the most basic insights in writing, an expression. I'll even explain why I think that way and highlight a few examples. But mostly I'm going to be encouraging you not to hesitate so much when it comes to getting the things in your head out of your head and onto the page instead. That's the whole point. These words are words you may need to hear again and again, and you could have a real block about just taking a pen or pencil or typing whatever you need to out of your head and onto a page. Save it. Give a container for the thoughts to flow into. And if that has to begin with some level of puppetry of you, then the right words in the right place might lever you over the habit. In. As I speak softly and slowly, begin to move your fingers. Let them type away. And if you've been spending some level of time with my voice, maybe there's more puppetry in play. Your choice. Keep your fingers moving, though, because there's a useful bit of auto-hypnotic practice you can get in, even if I don't help you past any writer's block, even if what you put down is nonsense, which is perfectly valid, because just the act of typing nonsense words rapidly or slowly, if rapidly, maybe testing what kind of flow of words come unconsciously out of you. How will you know if you don't try? It can be fun, free association. Then you can let your mind wander. But if you're writing slowly, you could try to write descriptively about what it feels to just listen to me, while also employing all your own technique. Seep deep on the back of your own technique, carrying through with words you hear, softly encouraging you forward, dear. Softly sinking deeper and deeper down. Listen now. Slide somehow. Intentionally including your collaboration in my calculation. You want to go where we're going to go, which is a soothing place for you to just drift down to, relax and orient yourself toward communication tools, toward your canvas, pen or paper or paint, digital, physical, imaginative, close your eyes and organize if you want to. I'm going to give you a few insights, few ideas. Hypnotize and drop. I'll repeat calmly as I go, nonstop flooding you in with ideas to help you get it out of you and inspect it with what's within you. Keep watching yourself slowly beginning to get it down. One of the most common forms of writer's block, of getting all stopped up, is just finding you don't think it's good enough to get it on the page, to just ship, in some cases to get it in front of others, and with art of any kind, get it out of you. Just ship. The most difficult thing to do is just to write. The most difficult thing to do is just to get it out of you. Oh, writing is easy. Simply begin to put the words one in front of another. Oh, any kind of art is easy. Simply beginning is hard. When you hear these words, orient yourself toward your canvas, toward whatever you will create upon, any form of expression, get it out of you. Give it a form. Stopping in the middle of a sentence is fine, because that will call you back. Stopping in the middle of a sentence, can you visualize that for me? The dangling part of the art that you've left hanging, that you want to come back to, indulge in, Carry through, beam the words out of my head onto the page. Don't I wish I could? But same as you, I've got to find a way to change the world physically, to leave a mark enough that I can come back to it, or share it, or get feedback. Oh, where would we be with no feedback to refine our tools? If you are creating, the tendency to criticize or review your work as you create it can forestall you and freeze you in the middle. That's a silly practice. Silly is also sitting there, not carrying through. You care to carry through. You want to do what you can to shape your work. If you don't ever evoke the editing urge on the finished stuff, if you never get to the finish, you'll never know how to alter and edit and improve and refine out the good stuff. Even if it's just for you, even if it's just to read aloud later and prune, creating in bursts and refining in bursts leaves you more time to rest, dream, innovate upon what you've already put down. All the work that goes into creating what you create gets loaded up at the entryway, gets put in first, gets left there for you to play with. There will be edits and reviews and changes, both inside and outside of you later. There will be second readers, ideally, viewers and critics aplenty, just to tell you which bits you would welcome input on. And ultimately, having eyes on it will make you see it in a different way, see it anew. The hardest thing to do is to start creating, to pour out what's been percolating, collecting inside, edits, reviews, the sanctity of a place mesmerized. You could half convince yourself that you'd been tripped or tricked into putting it on the page, into getting it outside of your head, making you engage with what you've created instead as a physical object. No objection, I take it. Carrying on. Deeper, further gone. You can get a lot of mileage out of making rules for yourself and sticking to them. Ahead of everything else, adhering to your rules. Make a rule about how long you'll create or when. How long you'll allow it to flow out of you, and in what form it'll take. But remember, we don't edit as we go. No matter how much you want it to be finished, editing as you go makes for twice the work and means you leave the best stuff out of place and have to add it later. You're not done when there's nothing left to add. You're done when there's nothing left to take away, but you can't know unless it's in the context of everything mapped out. Let it flow from your fingertips, from your lips, in calm, in safety. You let your mind fade with it. Let your brain fade with me, right to your consumption, right to your limit, right to the point where you can see within it the seeds of the finished thing. And to do that, just begin. Perform the physical action again, even if you're writing nothing and your real art is just using this time to focus your mind on melting into the nothing of looping deeper, finding your way sleepier, seeping down. Perform the physical act of writing something down if all you're doing is conditioning your mind to run alongside. Set a timer. Make a rule. You can get a lot of mileage out of keeping on making rules for you and following them until you build a habit inside. Rules about when you'll write, so you can't hide from the obligation. The occasional obligation placed on ourselves is okay, as long as it stays healthy and useful and productive. And in some ways, this is just permission. Oh, I did it because I was in trance and it seemed like a good idea. Almost like automatic writing. Like allowing your fingers to just move. Or your body too, however you make art. There can be many ways, and one is to zone out and play with your hypnotic world, using these words as an entry key. As you realize that since you have no trouble with what I'm talking about, the double purpose here is to give you an open time where your brain is encouraged to create its contents, to produce its output. Maybe you have to be puppeted for there to be any chance at all that you will have that output, get it on the page, have a ball. Right now, be comfortable with everything and all the things you feel as you fall deeper down, not wasting time as your thoughts unwind, unwound, written down, manifested in the world. The considered decision to unwind what was so pent up before, and to credit this down, deeper and deeper down, opportunity while listening with it. What's more, that'll make you listen more, embed it more firmly in you, just as it should do. That's long enough. You've carried through. Carry this stuff with you, utilities and tools. Apply them. Find you've already followed, already carried through with the little rule to just let it flow out of you. Good enough. Good stuff. Till next time, get it on the page and feel that little hypnotic tug, that back of your brain encouragement from me to drag forth all the things you'd like to see in the world for editing later, to refine it better. And fundamentally, to see what you can do when you're like this, and when you're doing it to yourself as you follow through. Good. Deeper and deeper down. Keep writing now.